Krishna, hi.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You were here at the time of the cyclone?
I was in my bed.
You were in your house?
In my shaking house.
It was shaking?
I went out in the middle of the night to check to see if my volunteers were alive. Mm. And everyone was okay at 2 in the morning. At 4 in the morning, I got more rough. Mm. And 6, I checked when there was light and the huts were down. Mm. And I ran out in the field to see if they were alive, and everyone had got out before the dormitory had fallen down. And so fortunately, another friend who was in another hut, he was actually hadn't stayed there that night, so no injuries, which is amazing.
So all of them managed to get out before, on time?
Yeah.
Where they were staying? In the kitchen?
They were just huddled underneath the dormitory, and then they went in the kitchen and made a fire, and yeah.
But now they left, probably. Yeah?
No, some of them moved in my house. No, none of them left like that. They all stayed, and the feeling of solidarity is amazing. It's beautiful.
You can feel it also in when you go out to town.
Yeah, I haven't been out really very much, but little bit. I can feel it in some people who I talk with, colleagues, farmers, fellow green belters. Mm. People who are trying to help with the festival, who want to keep the festival happening.
We'll keep it, yeah.
Yeah, we have to do the festival. The festival is a chance for people to come together again, you know. I think it's going to have a very powerful effect in this time of, intense disaster.
Because we are going to be more connected after.
Yeah, let's hope so, no? I mean, there's a sense of solidarity, I think, to a certain extent. The collective suffering, collective, struggle. So if we can bring the music, the ecology, the food, the meeting together on the farm, with that sort of joy that was there last year, I think that will have a profound effect.
I think so too. Anyhow, the cyclone came and the rain came. How is the farm?
The farm is in pieces. Pretty rough. The peanuts are okay though. If I look at it on the bright side, peanuts are okay, but it's only a small plot of peanuts.
What about the rice?
This half acre rice is okay. Half acre rice is very, very, very sad because it was flowering when the heavy rain was there. So the flowers get washed off, so there's no pollination.
So
you don't get the grain of rice. The varagu got pretty wrecked. Lots of vegetables, all the bananas, you can say. That's hundreds of bananas, papayas, and a huge amount of work, huge amount of work. It's very hard to explain to people when you're farming, because when you're farming, you live with it every day. Now, for a week, it's like, since whenever that was, the cyclone, we're on the fifth day now of clear up, so it's... last 5-6 days, we haven't been able to do anything. So usually we're on top of our work. We see weeds, we start weeding, or we start mulching. So now we haven't been able to do anything. The peanuts haven't been weeded when they should have been. The ulundu hasn't been weeded when it should have been. The crop, we've just been cleaning up. So the first thing I did after the cyclone was to restructure just in a very makeshift way the nursery, and I sowed salads and different seeds, because they'll take at least 2 weeks before I can do anything with them, 2 or 3 weeks. So that was the first thing, was a sort of symbolic thing for me that I sowed some seeds, and there's the first step. And, actually the first thing we did was to clean the paths, because we had huge trees fallen down over the paths. But then after that I sowed some seeds, and we started to make the nursery again. But, there's so much work to be done, and farming isn't this thing where you just you do that, and then you leave it, then it's something you're living with, especially the way we're doing our farming. You really live with it.
It's an everyday
daily
thing,
Yeah, and then when we haven't been able to do anything now for 5 days, it's a shambles and we're tired. We need people to help, we need energy.
I think the plea for the help, it's already out.
The financial help I have, let's hope that there's a lot of integrity, you know. We need integrity when we're dealing with financial help. But I'm sure that
the
answer to the financial help, I'm certain, will come. But we need people. You need capable people. A lot of people they don't know what to do. What do you do in this? You know, they don't know what to do because they don't. That's not what they do.
That's the normal situation.
Don't normally work with a kati or a saw or a sickle or a rake or a, you know, it's not. So then they need to know what to do, and then in the field it's even more specific. You know, I need to restructure this, that, and you see, thinking about it just makes me really tired right now.
I know in Europe usually there's insurance, because if something like that happen, it can destroy all the crops and everything, and basically if the farm lives out of it, it can be actually out of income for a whole year. Is there any security in Norway for that?
I mean, I think the farm group is pretty together in trying to help farmers get over that. Slightly different in Oroville. We've got a very, you know, good network, but I mean that's not to negate the huge loss, you know. And for example, for us, we have the CSA project that we've been building up and has a lot of, you know, depth to it and vision, and now the participants who paid for 6 months, they can't get anything for at least 2.5 months, at least, you know. It's more like, I mean, they're going to get sweet potato next month, but only sweet potato, you know, maybe chikus and sweet potato, you know, it's going to be very tough. And maybe lettuce, we can maybe get out enough. But, there is no insurance or anything like that. I'm sure the farm group get it together, and I'm sure that...
But if, as you said, you can count on integrity of Orville, then it's okay. It's more than insurance. Yeah, it's not just the cold-blooded. Okay, yeah. You lost so and so. You're supposed to be supposed to getting so much money for that.
I mean,
it's more.
You need a lot of support and understanding. Sorry.
So it will take you about 2 months to
3 months.
3 months to get
before
back
before we get some crops rotating again. You know, but I mean, it's like I was saying to Johnny, how many months do you think? He said 1 year, and when I look at it, 1 year, maybe we need 1 year to get back, you know, to a level where we feel everything is clack going along and the bananas are producing again. We need 1 year.
Bananas are broken?
Everything. Hundreds of bananas.
Hundreds. I was not sure.
At least a couple of hundred bananas gone.
It's
and
terrible,
papayas and other fruit trees.
Papayas are really soft, yeah?
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I mean, because usually the palm trees are kind of flexible. At least coconut palm.
But they're shallow rooted and they clack. They go down.
Oh.
And papayas are at least.
Where you would get all the seedlings and stuff?
We make it ourselves.
So you're starting basically all over again?
Yeah, I mean, one shouldn't exaggerate also. It's just like, you know, you have to start sowing again. We need to clean up the fields. You need to make the beds again. You need to plant. It's just a huge job, you know. It's just a huge job. And you have 100 other things that you were doing anyway as well. And other projects that you had to manage and you had to do. And now you have to focus solely on this. Very tricky.
Yeah. Extra. Pairs of work.
Yeah.
Of hands. Did you know you were informed that the thing is coming?
Yeah, but from the time when we had the Johnny's play, no, what was it called? I forgot what it was called. The Great Square. What was it called? Was the Great Square Wall is made of? What was that play called? I've forgotten. What, Ramjet Gelu, so the man who knew too much. And there was a song, no, the cyclone's coming, beware. And they had said, you know, put your wife in the storeroom, tie your cat to the post.
What was that, for Christmas fair or what?
Yeah, it was a play, you know. So since then, no one Because there was notices about 10 years ago, there was like pamphlets going around in Oroville, do this, take your glass out of your windows, take your solar panels off, do this, do that. And then since then, and nothing really happened, you know, it's a little hard to
believe what
to believe too much. Uh-huh. It's a little hard to take everything too seriously. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? There's a cyclone coming, what do you want to do? You know, quickly go and stake all the bananas, it'll take you like bloody 2 weeks. There's nothing you can do. And anyway, the cyclone's coming at 89 miles per hour winds, or however much it was. It's just kind of, there's nothing you could do.
No, but it's like some people do evacuate themselves. When they
evacuate themselves, but the evacuation is hardly the problem. The problem is saving the crops.
The crops is the hardest.
Nothing you can, evacuate the crops.
Yeah. That's the thing, you can do nothing about it.
Now what we have to do is understand a destruction is a time for a new birth.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it a step forward. Things that got destroyed, let's rebuild them better. Let's rebuild them with more intelligence, with more foresight, with more vision. Let's
more experience.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do things better, and let's you know, God, it's all you can do, isn't it? You smile and you go on as best you can. But let's have a good festival. 28th of January, Lively Up Your Earth number 2. There's going to be 12 hours of music. All the musicians are in still. There's going to be the farmers market. Looks like there's going to be a whole bunch of stalls ranging from the EV future to the colors of nature to God knows what. There's going to be Anandi with her raw food, Solitude Organic Restaurant, Kalu with her crepes. I mean, loads of food. There's going to be music. It's going to be.
So we are going
to
be
our
here,
time to celebrate together. Let's come together and just let's like enjoy
the community.
You know, being together. Let's get our community together and be. Let's get together. You know, after this disaster.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.